This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said Tuesday the Biden administration expressed its support for a ceasefire between Israel and Gaza militants. Speaking at a briefing in Reykjavik, Blinken said, "Our goal remains to bring the current cycle of violence to an end as quickly as possible and then bring the parties back to the work of building lasting stability." U.S. President Joe Biden released a statement on his second known call with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Monday, which were similar in previous administrations' statements of support in principle for a ceasefire. But the American leader stopped short of demanding an immediate stop to the 8 days of Israeli airstrikes and Hamas rocket barrages that had killed more than 200 people, most of them Palestinian. Blinken is joining foreign ministers of the 8 members of the Arctic Council in Iceland for talks on climate change. Hundreds of protesters marched to the heavily guarded U.S. embassy in Indonesia's capital on Tuesday to demand an end to Israeli airstrikes in the Gaza Strip. Waving Indonesian and Palestinian flags and signs that read "Free Palestine," demonstrators gathered along a major street in Jakarta that runs outside the embassy. Indonesia is the world's most populous Muslim-majority nation. It does not have formal diplomatic ties with Israel. There is no Israeli embassy in the country. In Iran, meanwhile, dozens of Iranians, including women and children, rallied in Tehran on Tuesday. They burned an American flag to demonstrate their support for Palestinians. Protesters gathered in Tehran's Palestine Square, waving the flags of Palestine, Iran, and Lebanon's militant Hezbollah group. VOA News. China says it is ready to help hold peace negotiations between warring Afghans. Foreign Minister Wang Yi discussed peace prospects in phone conversations with his Afghan counterpart, Mohammad Hanif Atmar, and National Security Advisor Hamdullah Mohib. Beijing is increasingly worried the withdrawal of U.S. and NATO troops from Afghanistan will send the turmoil-hit neighbor into chaos and a sanctuary for Islamist militants. U.S. President Joe Biden announced last month it was time to end the war in Afghanistan. He directed the remaining 2,500 American soldiers to leave the country by September 11th. That pullout started May the 1st. NATO allies are also pulling their roughly 7,000 troops from the country, in line with Biden's decision. The military drawdown has seen increased fighting between Afghan government forces and Taliban insurgents, despite international calls for both warring parties to reduce the violence and negotiate a power-sharing deal to end the country's long war. Beijing maintains close contacts with both the Taliban and the Afghan government. The leader of Republicans in the U.S. House of Representatives said Tuesday he opposes creation of a commission to investigate the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol by supporters of former President Donald Trump. 5 people died and dozens were injured in the violence surrounding the break-in at the Capitol building on the day President Joe Biden's election victory was certified. Kevin McCarthy says he opposes the investigation because he believes any probe should also address other acts of political violence in the United States over the past few years. More than 400 of the rioters have been charged with an array of criminal offenses as prosecutors continue their investigation. A bipartisan group of Democratic and Republican lawmakers agreed last week on the shape and scope of a congressional commission to probe why and how the insurrection occurred. The former president, Donald Trump, continues to insist without evidence that he was cheated out of re-election. Breaking with U.S. presidential tradition, he has never called President Biden to concede the outcome. And Planned Parenthood of Greater Texas has filed a lawsuit against the city of Lubbock over an abortion ban voters approved earlier this month. Planned Parenthood says the ordinance will infringe on women's constitutional right to seek an abortion. The lawsuit was filed Monday in the U.S. District Court for the Northern District of Texas. The complaint came on the same day the U.S. Supreme Court said it would take up a major challenge to the 1973 Roe v. Wade ruling that legalized abortion nationwide. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.